Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set, cock lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. We're live today. And it's delightful being in class. You know, it's something I look forward to every day. And over the weekends, it's like, wow, no class for 2 days. So it's just me today. And if you'd like to call in, we can take your calls. I have a five-minute university planned for today. I just brought up the call screen, five-minute university. And I thought I'd share with you some of the things that I do here at the farm, some of the lessons that I've learned. And let's start with compressors, air compressors. So many of you may have an air compressor to inflate tires, bicycles, to use compressed air to clean and dry items. And they're really, really handy. There are a couple things that you should know. We see this all the time. So if you go to one of those marketplaces like on the internet, such as Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, you'll see air compressors for sale. And almost all of them have a problem. Almost all of them. There's something wrong with just about every single one. Now, they may not say that it's broken. They may not say that it's incomplete. But if you look at the pictures of what they looked like when they were brand new, so, for example, if it's a Sanford brand, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, or DeVilbiss, or a Sears Craftsman, if you do some searching for images, what they look like when they were new, you might see some defects. For example, the most common defect or missing part is that the air compressor will not have the fan guard for the belt. And most compressors, not all, but most compressors that are durable will have a compressor head. That is actually the part that has the piston or pistons. It might be a two-piston system. It might be a single-piston system. The ones that we have here at the farm are mostly two-piston systems. And so what happens is there's a flywheel that's attached to the compressor head. Most of the time for the older models, it's a cast iron flywheel. You know, if they're 30 years old, maybe, or 40 years old, cast iron flywheel. And the flywheel is designed to do two things. One, to accommodate the attachment of a V-belt or a multi-rib V-belt. And it has spokes on it that are designed to move air. So as the flywheel spins, it can push air over the compressor head. And that's because when you compress air, heat is generated. Even though there's no fuel, heat is generated. And an air compressor has most of the moving parts, most, not all, but most of the moving parts of a four-cycle engine. It really does. It doesn't have the valve train. It has a different kind of an air valving system. It doesn't have a camshaft. It doesn't have intake and exhaust valves, but it has a reed valve. So it's kind of a hybrid between a four-cycle gasoline engine and a two-cycle gasoline engine. So it has a reed valve to let air in to the cylinder to be compressed, and it has it generates heat. So what happens is when you buy a used compressor, usually, most often, at least the ones I've seen, do not have the belt guard or the fan guard. And so I don't know why that is. I don't know why people take them off. But maybe to replace the belt, and they just, in such a hurry, they don't put it back on. But here's the problem. That guard is designed for two things. One, to make sure you don't get hurt by getting your fingers or hands or hair, if you have long hair, caught in the belt and, you know, cause yourself to get really injured. The other thing is to direct the airflow from behind the guard over the fins of the air-cooled compressor head. So if you take the guard off, a lot of the cool air that's supposed to cool the compressor head goes all around the compressor head, but not directed in the right spots. So it's a very inefficient way of cooling the compressor head. So the compressor head gets hot. Then the oil in the compressor gets hot. And then the lubrication starts to fail and break down. And then the compressor wears out really quickly or breaks. I've seen it a lot. Almost all the time. So if you're going to buy a compressor, I would absolutely, positively not buy one that does not have a compressor fan belt guard or drive belt guard. I would not get one because that means that the compressor has been overheated for as long as that guard has not been there. And it's not complete anyway. So I would say 90-something percent of the time, that's what I see. And then the next thing I see is the air filters. Now, a compressor wants to use clean air because debris in the air is abrasive to the piston, the cylinder walls, and the rings of the compressor and the reed valve. So if you have dirty air going in, you're going to wear out that compressor way faster than would normally be done. So I looked at a compressor, a used one, and the guy had it in his wood shop. So he was sanding wood, and the air filter was gone. So all that dust that he tries not to breathe by using a respirator is in the air, and the compressor gets to breathe it. So that's not a good idea to buy that compressor. And another one is, when you buy a compressor, typically they are disconnected. It's not like one guy has one in the shop and says, yeah, here it is, it's all hooked up, ready to go, we'll just disconnect it and put it in your truck. Typically they're disconnected and you can't see them run. So I went to buy one. It was $250 for a 60-gallon, 5-horsepower, Gould, electric motor-driven, 2-cylinder Campbell Hussfeld compressor. And so our son and I went there, and I, you know, before I went out this 150-mile jaunt, I talked to the guy on the phone. I said, does it run? Oh, yeah. It runs great. Okay. Can you hook it up for us? You know, we get there. Oh, yeah. No problem. So he had it in his truck. He picked it up. And he was going to show us how it worked. He really didn't want to show us how it worked, so he hooked it up, and guess what? It didn't work. It did not work. So I said, well, we came 150 miles. You've got this compressor, and it doesn't even start to spin. So for me to buy a vintage Campbell Hussfeld cast iron pump compressor with a Gould motor, I liked all that, a 60-gallon tank. I didn't know if the tank leaked. I didn't know if the on-off pressure switch worked. I didn't know if the motor worked. I didn't know if the compressor worked. And so what we did was the compressor had no air in it, and it's safe to pull the oil plug, the fill plug, to see, you know, what kind of oil's in there. It was a little bit low on oil. And I didn't like that. And he could not make it start. No matter what he did, he brought out his digital meter, his tester. He couldn't figure out how to get it to run. So I said, I'll tell you what. You know, we've come a long way. I'll buy it, but not at the original price when you said it worked. So we agreed on $200. He was unhappy. I was a little bit unhappy. And brought it home, and I fixed it. So what was it? What do you think would be wrong with this compressor class? We talked about this. We talked about electric motors, and what's the number one thing that fails with electric motors? And how much does it cost to fix them? Well, I was pretty darn sure that I knew what the problem was. It would be a capacitor. And guess what? I bought a capacitor for $11 or $12, had it shipped in from eBay, put it on, fired right up. But here's another thing that you need to know about compressors. And this is all air compressors. When they compress air, water vapor condenses. And then the water drips to the lowest point of the tank, whatever that is. So if it's a horizontal tank, there is a low point. Depending on how the tank is setting, it's, you know, either to the left or the right. It's certainly at the bottom, but the bottom left-hand side, the bottom right-hand side. But depending on, you know, the floor that it's on, maybe the garage floor or wherever you happen to have it, the water sits in the same place. If that compressor sits there all the time, it gets parked there for most of its life, the water is going to sit in the same place. And the tanks are pretty thin, the newer ones. And so what happens is the water just sits and sits and rusts and rusts and rusts, and pretty soon there's a pinhole in the bottom of the tank. Now, maybe you could repair it if you're really good at welding, or it's possible that JB Weld might work. But, you know, when you've got 120 pounds of pressure in a tank, the last thing you want to do is turn that into a hand grenade. So that's a real problem. So what happens is you will see these compressors for sale on the internet marketplace, and it'll say motor doesn't work. Other than that, it's perfect, but the motor doesn't work. Or the compressor head gasket is blown. Or the tank leaks. So if the tank leaks, that's a couple $100 problem at least. If the motor doesn't work and you have to buy a replacement motor, and they're common. It's not like they're unique and you'll never find that exact motor. There are plenty of them out there. Now, they're made in China. If you buy a new one, if you buy a used one, it may not work. So may have a bad capacitor. So you're, you know, $11 or $12 away from having that motor work, possibly. So the problem is, people don't do the maintenance for their air compressor. So what is the maintenance for, let's say, a vertical or a horizontal air compressor? If you look at any of them, doesn't matter what size it is, whether it's a little 10-gallon or 5-gallon tank or a 20-gallon tank or a 30 or 40 or 60 or an 80, they all have one thing in common. That is that there is a drain valve on the bottom of them. And it's something that you can turn with your fingers. Some of them have a knurled grip and an O-ring to make them really easy to open. And when there's air pressure, you open it just a little bit. And then you'll see drip, 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 water come out. How much? I don't know. It depends on how often you drain it. But you might get as much as a half a cup of water. A half a cup. Just sitting in the bottom of this unpainted tank, rusting it away. So the easy thing to do is, you know, once a month, get on your hands and knees and open that little valve and drain out the water.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we talked about air. And the moisture content and how the water condenses at the bottom of a compressor. And I see it all the time. We have neighbors who have air compressors. They put them in the barn. They use them once in a while. And just one use creates this little pool of water in the bottom of the tank. And so if you use the air compressor maybe once a month to just inflate the tires, and everybody needs a compressor at a farm, but you got to have one. There's no two ways about it. It seems like they all have rust at the bottom of the tank. And so it's not cost effective to buy another tank. So I just find another compressor. The problem is the newer compressors, I believe, have thinner and thinner and thinner tanks. And the compressor heads that used to be made out of cast iron are now made out of aluminum. And the cast iron compressors, the vintage ones of, let's say, 35, 40 years ago, those are, you can take a magnet. If you want to find out if you're buying a used compressor, if it has an aluminum head unit or a cast iron, take a magnet. And you'll be able to see if the magnet attracts to the cast iron head. If it does, great. If it's aluminum, I'm not so crazy about it. I probably wouldn't want it. And now, some of them have aluminum heads with a cast iron sleeve. That's better than an all aluminum head. But compressors aren't made to last very long today. And there's another style of compressor that the only kind that I really like are the ones that are oil lubricated. So it's kind of like a gasoline engine. It has a little crankcase and there's oil in it and it splashes around. There's a dipper on the end of the connecting rod, which is connected to the crankshaft, and as the crankshaft spins and moves that connecting rod to the piston up and down, there's a little dipper, and it's like a equivalent of a popsicle stick, and it just kind of splashes the oil all around inside the moving parts, and it lubricates and cools the compressor head. So I really like that idea. And of course you'd want to change the oil, and how often, I don't know, maybe once a year, depending on how often you use it, how often you use the compressor. And the oil to use is non-detergent SAE 30, ND, non-detergent 30-weight oil, which is different from the 30-weight oil that you might put in your gasoline engine. The difference is the non-detergent doesn't have the detergent to clean and scrub the engine, but it does have the lubricating qualities. It does have additives to absorb the heat and transfer the heat and reduce friction, but it doesn't have the detergent. You don't need the detergent because the detergent is used to scrub away the deposits, the hydrocarbon deposits from the combustion that leaks into the oil during the normal engine process of burning gasoline, so or diesel fuel. So you really don't need that, and a better oil to use, and what's recommended by the manufacturers of these compressors is non-detergent oil, typically 30-weight, 30. And you can find it at AutoZone and other stores, so we keep a case of it here, which is probably kind of a lot to have on hand for changing the oil every year or so. You know, a case of 12 is, or a case of, yeah, a case of 12 would be 12 years, right? Or if I don't change it that often, it could be a lifetime. But it's a little bit more expensive, just a little bit more expensive than regular engine oil when it's on sale, because engine oil when it's on sale would probably be about $2 a quart cheaper, less expensive. But I would use the non-detergent 30. That's what I would use. And I've had a compressor since the 1970s, and it's a Sears Craftsman, has a DeVilbiss compressor head, and it's still going strong, other than the capacitor, which I have to replace, which I have. I bought an extra capacitor, and, you know, after all those years, 50 years, it failed. So, and here's the test. Here's a test that, you know, if a person is going to show you their compressor running, and you want to see it run, if they start it with an empty tank, no air compressed in the tank, that compressor head and the motor that turns the compressor head has a real easy job of getting started. It's kind of like if you get on a bicycle and you're on a level road, getting started, it's pretty easy. But getting started going uphill, it takes a little more torque, a little more effort. So you want to start the compressor when it's got a half the pressure in it. Like,
hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's on to a vote in the House of Representatives Wednesday for the bill that dials down federal spending and raises the debt ceiling.
We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the agreement between him and President Biden. Will it pass the House? Far-left Democrats may not be happy, like Washington's Pramila Jayapal on CNN.
I'm not happy with some of the things I'm hearing about, but they are not cutting the deficit, and they are not cutting spending.
Traders around the deal appear to like the deal. Japan's Nikkei average up by about 1% today. With his re-election to another five-year term secure, Turkey's President Erdogan will enter his third decade in power. Voters in Spain will go to the polls later this year, now that Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is calling for an early general election. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Today, and if you'd like to call in, you certainly are welcome to call in if you have some preparedness. Question. So we're talking about compressors, and these are things I don't think they teach in school. So when you buy a used compressor, and I suggest that if you're going to buy a compressor, you consider a used one because the new ones are so darn expensive. If you want to get one that has a cast iron head and a quality electric motor and a heavy steel tank, you'd be hard pressed to find one for less than $1,000 in 60 gallons with a 60 gallon tank that has a cast iron head. It's going to be a compromised unit. So, for example, DeWalt makes one. It's a little less than $1,000. It's a nice yellow tank. But the pulley and the fan pulley, that drives the compressor head is made out of really thin aluminum. It's so thin, it looks to me like it's Chinese. I bet it's made in China. It's really, really, really thin. It couldn't be any thinner. For any thinner, it would break. And I've seen pot metal, POT metal, aluminum type metal, as it ages, it just breaks. It just cracks and breaks. I mean, you've seen this. So I'm not too crazy about this particular DeWalt design. And also, I'd kind of like to have a V-belt or a multi-rib, micro-rib V-belt. I'd like to have the grooves in the pulley rather than just a smooth surface on the pulley. Well, I guess DeWalt figured out that they didn't need to put the grooves in the pulley. You know, why put them in there? Put the grooves in the small pulley on the motor, the electric motor, but not on the compressor head pulley. I don't like it. And it seems to me that the belt could walk, you know, to the left or right, or even flop off. They probably don't. But I just don't like the design. So that's something I would look at. I'm okay with a micro rib V-belt. I'm okay with that. It's all right. Less friction. But I don't have any problem with the traditional V-belt. You know, the old-fashioned kind that they used probably in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, until recently. And so the compressors I have with V-belts, they work just fine. And they've lasted a long, long time. You know, if you keep them out of the sun, you keep them out, you know, inside, the belts last a long time. So when we talk about compressors and you want to look at one that you found used, you don't know the guy selling it typically, and he wants to sell it, and he may not tell you everything you need to know. So one thing you want to know is, will it start from midpoint when there's a load on the compressor head? So plenty of them can start with no air in the tank. That's real easy. The motor just starts spinning, and it'll go all the way to maximum pressure. And then the pressure switch should shut the electric motor off. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they stick. Now, if you have to buy a new pressure switch, that could cost you $40, $50, $60. So you want to know that ahead of time. So you want to start this thing from an empty tank and watch it go all the way to a full tank. Then you want to... And that'll tell you if you have any leaks. That'll tell you if the motor can start from a dead stop. And it will let you hear if there are any air leaks. You'll hear noises. And you can hear the strain of the compressor itself as the pressure starts to build, because it's way harder for that motor to compress the last 10 pounds per square inch, you know, going from, let's say, 110 to 120 pounds per square inch. That's the hardest on the compressor. And if it makes some strange noises at that point, you know that it's probably worn out, meaning the compressor head is probably worn out. The other thing is, if you bleed off some of the air and you take it down to, let's say, 60 pounds per square inch, and then you try to start that compressor back up at 60 or 70 or 80 PSI, if it can't start, you've got a problem with the electric motor. So those are the things that I would do if I were buying a used compressor. And I have no problem buying a used compressor. I don't. But you ought to ask the person what they used it for, and did they buy it new? Did they change the oil? What kind of oil did they put in it? Did they service it? What have they done? What have they used it for? Do they use it every day? So, for example, our compressor in our automotive shop, it's been in our house since 2005. As a matter of fact, I bought the compressor and hooked it up as we were building the house so that I could drive a nail gun with it. So we've been using this compressor probably every day, for the last 18 years. And you might wonder, what brand is it? Well, I looked at a lot of them. I liked Ingersoll Rand. I thought that was a pretty good overall brand. I liked Campbell Hausfeld. Over the years, I've gotten more consumer-oriented rather than more durable in most of their offerings. And I decided to buy the one that I liked the tank, and I liked the compressor head, and I liked the electric motor the best. And that was sold by Lowe's, the big box store. It's black. It's two-cylinder, cast iron pump, and cast iron head, 5-horsepower electric motor. And it's been working very, very well for all these years. However, we drain the tank all the time. We service it. And I pulled the electric motor off, and I greased both ends of the shaft. And I used green automotive grease, green. And I like that the best because it's the most moisture resistant for this particular purpose. That's what Mercedes-Benz uses on their lubricated adjustable front wheel bearings on a two-wheel drive vintage Mercedes-Benz vehicle, like my old antique diesel, 1996. So I use that, and I repack the bearings, and I'll probably go for another 15, 20 years, 18 years up. I don't expect it to fail. I really don't. Now, there's another thing that we did to prolong the life of this. Now, it has a belt guard, but it's a cage. All it is a metal cage, kind of like a shopping cart with vinyl coating on it. But it really is not something that directs the airflow where I think it should be directed. So this particular compressor sits in the corner of our shop, where two walls meet. And I have it about 6 to 8 inches from the wall. What I did was I built a shelf above it and alongside it. And really, it's not a shelf. It looks like a shelf. It's 1x12 wood, and I have a horizontal piece about 3 or 4 inches from the top of the compressor guard, the belt guard. And then on the right side is the wall of the shop, and behind it is the wall of the shop. And on the left side, I have a downward pointing 1x12. And the idea is I want the air to be directed over the compressor head cooling surfaces. So the air comes from underneath and behind the compressor, gets picked up by this pulley that has fan blades on it, and it blows the air over the compressor head. But it's forced to be directed. All of the air that is picked up by this pulley is forced to be directed over the compressor head and the motor. So the motor runs cooler, and the compressor head runs way cooler. And I attribute the fact that we've had this extreme long life of this compressor to several things. One, good oil. Two, a cool running pump because of this we'll call it a shelf that I built, or the deflector I built out of scrap wood, and draining the tank. So those are the reasons why this particular air compressor has lasted so long. But not everybody's going to want a 230-volt, 60-gallon compressor in the garage. It's a bit much for some people. Now, if you've got some do-it-yourself in you, and you like these kinds of things, you're probably way better off spending $250, $300, $400, $500 on a compressor like the one I bought, rather than one of these roll-around small tank compressors that have oilless compressor heads, oil-less, no oil in them, like the ones that they sell at Harbor Freight. Now, Harbor Freight sells oiled compressor heads and oil-less. The oil-less has they're noisy. At least the ones I've seen are really, really noisy. And some people say, well, heck, why should I get one that you have to change the oil as compared to one where you never have to change the oil? Well, you never have to change the oil until it breaks. And the duty cycle of the oil-less compressor is less than one that has an oil bath. Now, if you've got a passion and you're out, let's say, doing molding or working for finished work in remodeling, and you want to bring the compressor with you to the job site, a nice lightweight compressor might make sense. But they don't last as long as an oil bath or an oiled compressor head. So we have one little tiny compressor that is oil-less, one little tiny one. I bought it used, about $30. And it's got a small tank, really small tank. I put it in the box of my truck. So if I have to inflate a tire on the go, I have an inverter, and I have this little tiny compressor. It's oilless. It makes a lot of noise. It takes about 10 minutes to fill the tank. It's really puny. It's tiny. It's loud. It's small. It's annoying. But if I have a flat tire and I'm out in the barn, which has no electricity, it's kind of a nice thing. But I would not expect it to last very long if I really used it every day. I'd use it once in a while, maybe once a month, maybe less than that. But when I need it, it's kind of nice to have. And if I'm doing molding in the house, which I have not finished, I can bring this little tiny compressor inside the house, and I can carry it from room to room and use my finishing nail gun, a finishing nail gun. I'm not talking about, you know, one that drives real nails. I'm talking about one that drives finishing nails, little tiny nails. It can handle that, but it could never drive, you know, a framing nail gun. It couldn't power it. So those are some of my thoughts on compressors. And I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about what some of the natural reasons that electric motors stop working. Mud wasps. And so if you have mud wasps in your area, they love hiding in these electric motors. Whether the electric motor would be for an air compressor or a drill press or a central vacuum cleaner. We'll talk about that when we come back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself?
IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I just think today by the university. Teaching things that are not taught in school. So here's what's happened here on the farm. And the preparation for today's class was a simple walk into our automotive shop. I just walked into the automotive shop and I thought, you know, I ought to teach some of the things that we find here, things that have happened here that not everybody is taught. So we have, as I mentioned, that Kobalt, K-O-B-A-L-T, which is the Lowe's brand air compressor. And one day it stopped. It just stopped. And when it went to power on, we disconnect the power by turning the switch at the compressor. When we're done with it for the day, we switch it off. As a matter of fact, when we're done with it for the job, we switch it off. So in between vehicles that we're servicing, that thing's off. And it's off for a lot of reasons. One, we don't want it to come on by itself and then have a malfunction and go into self-destruct mode. We want to be there when it's running. Two, the electricity that powers it comes from the sun, and it comes from our battery bank, and we want to make sure that it doesn't go into runaway mode. It's never done it, but the way you prevent that is by turning the switch at the pressure switch, the on-off power switch at the pressure switch on the compressor. So we shut that off when we're not using it. Well, one day we went to turn it on, and the motor kind of groaned. It didn't want to start, and a little bit of smoke came out. A little bit of smoke came out. Shut it off immediately. I mean, I'm talking within 3 seconds, it was off. And so I looked at it, and I wanted to know if there was a company that would diagnose these motors. So I called around. I got this company in Springfield, and they specialize in electric motors. And they didn't have one in stock. They did not have one in stock, but they could get one, and that was like, I think about $500. Now, I spent the whole compressor, when I bought it, was $449. And ultimately, when they rang it up with all the discounts and promotions, it was $349. So now the electric motor costs more than the whole compressor. And it'd be a Chinese electric motor. I didn't like that too much. So, and I didn't like the idea of working with these people because I was talking to this gal and I don't think she knew what she was talking about. And I said, do you ever find compressor motors that you can fix because they repair them? She said, nah, you know, the guys, yeah, they come in here, but no. The customer ends up buying a new motor almost all the time. I thought, how could that be? Because they have capacitors, right? Well, what I found out was that there were some mud wasps. They kind of like to farm, and when it's wet outside, after lots of rain and the ground is moist, they pick up some choice mud, and they go build a nest for their young inside little cavities. And they can fly easily into an electric motor, and it's a great place to build a house if you're a wasp. And so they build these houses out of mud. And there is a centrifugal startup circuit in these electric motors for drill presses and air compressors. And it's what happens is there's a starting circuit, and then there's a running circuit. So once the motor starts running and gets up to operating speed, which takes about a second, this centrifugal flywheel type mechanical switch switches from the startup mode to the running mode. So there's two windings in the electric motor. One is for starting, one's for running. And the mud wasps, where they decided to build their nest, disabled this centrifugal switch. So it would only go in the starting circuit, which would cause the motor to overheat and burn up. So fortunately, we caught it in time. It didn't burn up. And all I had to do was loosen the four nuts that hold the end cap of the electric motor. Of course, disconnected the power first. Loosen the four nuts, pull the end cap off the electric motor, and there were my new friends. They had set up a shop inside the electric motor. So I cleaned out with a screwdriver. I evicted them. And cleaned out the mud wasp tubes nest with a screwdriver. Cleaned it with water, because mud is soluble in water, or at least part of it is. And then I lubricated the bearing shafts with green grease, put it all back together, and it works great. So I did not have to buy an electric motor. And the same exact thing happened a few years before with a drill press, a floor standing drill press that's, you know, taller than I am. And it's made by Sears. It's a Craftsman. I bought it used many, a couple decades ago, maybe four decades ago. And it has some air vents and the mud wasp set up shop there as well. So I did the same thing, took that apart, greased it, and it works great. But, you know, what typically happens when someone has a problem with a drill press or an air compressor? They sell it, right? They put it on Facebook Marketplace or formerly Craigslist, or they throw it away.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.